So staying with the global economy for a moment, when the Greeks had their financial crisis earlier this year, you remember some Greek Americans told us it was a kind of a Greek thing born of warm weather and sunshine that they didn't want
to take a bailout.
That created a situation where the nation was living beyond its means.
Oh, I see.
Kind of a Greek thing.
The Greek economic problem.
Exactly. A cultural explanation for financial disaster. And, of course, Greece eventually did have to take a bailout. But the Greek legends like Sophocles and Euripides really couldn't counterbalance the financial problem. It was just all economics in the end. So now that the cold weather, rain-abused Irish are in the same boat as the Greeks were a few months ago, having to take an EU bailout to avoid a financial crash, does culture help explain or soften the blow of this economic downfall? For instance, writes legendary poet William Butler Yeats, "Every conquering temptation represents a new fund of moral energy. Every trial endured and weathered in the right spirit makes a soul nobler and stronger than it was before." You know, those sort of triumph over adversity. It sounds helpful, don't you think?
It sounds helpful, but he wasn't, you know, taking money, euros from the European Union.
Right, but what about this also from Yeats? "Being Irish, he had an abiding sense of tragedy which sustained him through temporary periods of joy.
That's the Irish I know.
Right, there we go. That sounds a little more familiar. But is it helpful either to explain or to soften the blow of this economic crisis? Joining us now is Neil O'Dowd, founder of IrishCentral.com and the founder and editor of the Irish Voice newspaper right here in New York. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning to you.
And also Des Bishop, an Irish-American comedian, joins us live from Dublin. Good morning, Des.
Good morning. How are you?
So do either of you want to take a stab at a cultural explanation? What is it about the Irish that either gets us into this mess or makes it difficult to accept the bailout and maybe get out of this mess? Neil, why don't you begin?
Well, I think to quote Yeats, things fall apart, the center cannot hold. And that's what happened with the Irish economy. People had lived way beyond their means for many, many years. Ireland was incredibly proud of its image worldwide as the Celtic Tiger. So it's all come as a resounding crash and a very, very disappointing moment for the Irish people. Unfortunately, you know, it should have been seen that it was about to happen at least 5 years ago. The property market went through this incredibly speculative wave, and properties that were selling for 100,000 were suddenly selling for 1 million. None of it made any sense, but the Irish explained it all away. And unfortunately, now the cold, sharp reality has hit home, and the Europeans and the IMF are on our doorstep.
So, Des Bishop, is this a matter of the Irish being really unable to take good news terribly well and sort of overstaying their welcome in the economic bubble, and now we're back to negativity?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's easy to explain culturally how Ireland got into this mess, because if you take a nation that sort of fought against the tyranny of the landlord for hundreds of years, when they had the ability to become the landlord themselves, they kind of they overdid it, so to speak. So now you have a country that prides itself on having fought for its freedom against Britain, now having to sort of in the perception of a lot of Irish people, though I don't totally agree, there's a perception that they're handing over their economic sovereignty to kind of a new force. You know, in other words, we weren't good enough at doing this ourselves, so now we have to get sort of Uncle IMF to come in and sort out our mess. And
it doesn't do
much for the Irish pride.
Is it Uncle IMF? I mean, in the conversations in the pubs about what's going on, is it Uncle IMF or is it the Black and Tans bailing us out with their bloody pounds?
Well, to be honest, at the moment, the Black and Tans would be much more compared to the Irish government. I mean, the Irish government is the enemy now.
Really?
Wow.
I mean, well, back in the day, you know, the Bull McCabe and John B. Keynes the Field made his famous speech about outsiders. I think that speech would be changed to insiders today. There's a lot of anger at the inability. Well, whatever about the Irish government getting us into the mess, then they've had sort of 2 years to sort it out. And in the end, we're pretty much doing what a lot of people now feel we should have done straight away, which was just admit defeat and, you know, try to begin a process where we could actually start over. So I don't think that people are actually looking at the IMF as a negative force now. People are just kind of thinking, well, at this stage, we might as well try something else.
Interesting. Neil, do you go along with that?
Yes, to a large extent. I mean, I think the fact is that the Irish government mishandled this so profoundly that it's almost laughable to look at how, you know, protestations up to yesterday that no, the IMF were not coming in, and this was all a complete nonsense. And in fact, you know, at that very moment, the IMF people were arriving in Ireland, and there's some sort of sense of denial of responsibility that's quite profound on behalf of the Irish government. It's actually very worrying to someone like me living over here, seeing the reporting that was going on, looking at the front page of Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, and wondering how come this Irish government wasn't aware of how this was being perceived worldwide. I think it's a very deep blow for Ireland internationally, because we had come out, as Des said, of many, many tough years. We had enjoyed this great Celtic Tiger period when Ireland was an example for the world. And now all that seems to have been given back almost overnight.
Well, what does it feel like to, you know, admit surrender? I mean, Des just said, you know, you sort of admit defeat and move on. I mean, if we're to think, say, 10, 20 years in the future, how will Irish poets and storytellers remember this period, both the top and the bottom? Des?
Oh, I mean, how they'll remember? I don't know, because really it's an economics issue. You know, it's a little bit different to the emotional situation of before. In the end, it's just like the Greeks. It's down to pure numbers, you know. We owe much more money than we can pay back. The Irish government, you know, unfortunately for the last 2 years, tried to pretend that in some way the problem, you know, wasn't as bad as it was. You know, I often joke that this time it's worse than the famine because it's our fault. It was so much better when we could blame somebody in the past. This is totally a situation of our own making. But I don't think in 20 years' time we'll be looking back with the same emotions. We'll just hopefully be looking back saying, well, we learned that we need to, you know, live within our means, that we can't follow the free market economics that we, you know, totally subscribe to for so long. And in the end, you know, look, the reality is the EU was asking us 7 years ago to slow it down. And we were like the brash teenagers, like, what do you guys know? We're just having a good time. And in the end, they're the ones that are going to have to bail us out. So I think we'll just be look back on this time as a very humbling time. I don't think we're going to look back at it and say that was when Ireland ended as a sovereign entity.
All right, Des Bishop is an Irish-American comedian living in Dublin. Neil O'Dowd, you want to take us out?
I think the sad part is that the unfortunate impact of this is a return of emigration. You'll have tens of thousands of young Irish leaving the country like they have for generations. We all thought that era was over. Unfortunately, it's not. And that's going to be the fallout for the ordinary people, is that their kids are going to have to leave Ireland once again.
So Tiger steered us wrong. The Celtic folks just left for New York. I'm clearly not an Irish poet, but I can imagine what people will be saying about this.
I don't think people...
Neil O'Dowd, founder of IrishCentral.com and the editor of the Irish Voice newspaper, and Des Bishop, Irish-American comedian living in Dublin. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.